Come and join the gathering on Equilarium FM for inspired conversation and guidance to lighten and brighten your day. Claire Johnson has gatherings around her kitchen table with a group of interesting and vibrant guests who are professionals from all fields of the healing arts. Real people integrating spirituality into everyday reality. Laughter and joy are two of the main dishes served at her table. And now, here is your host, Claire Johnson, raising vibrations across the nations, inspiring you to become all that you can be.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this show 16 on Equilarium FM, our wonderful new manifestation. This week on Equilarium FM, around my kitchen table, the Real Holistic Housewives will be discussing the Lion's Gate, which is the upcoming powerful astrological event on the 8th of the 8th. And this year, being an 8 universal year, makes it a triple 8 occasion. So we're also very fortunate to be joined by our delightful soul sister and very special guest, Carmen Vestergom, who is a highly accredited teacher, practitioner, and healer who is very passionate about inspiring, awakening, and empowering the divine feminine. Welcome, Carmen.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolute pleasure. You're also here with my gorgeous co-host, Jill Orsman.
Hello, Claire. Hi, Carmen.
Nice to meet you. And sadly, we're missing our gorgeous Josephine Tyrrell.
Yeah.
But we send lots of love to you, Josephine, and masses of love to your gorgeous family. And hope you all get much better soon. Special love to Paul.
Mm. Yeah, hi, Josephine.
So, Carmen, you love supporting women in stepping into their own full potential, where they trust and make choices guided by their intuition and inner wisdom, which is a fantastic thing. So we'll be hearing from you all about that. We'll also be sharing my latest TOS teaching, which will provide some very healthy food for thought. This week particularly, it's on those lines, along with inspirational conversations to lighten and brighten your day. So welcome around my table to the gathering, everybody.
Thank you.
So, yes, very interesting times. Come on, we were discussing it earlier on.
We were, yeah.
This big 8-8 that's coming, the Lion's Gate.
8-8-8.
8-8-8, even. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an amazing August, and it's supposed to be going to be different to any other August that we've previously experienced. There's great, big opportunities to shift through lifetimes of subconscious patterns so you can experience love like never before. So if you've got any emotional blocks that have been preventing you from receiving love or have diminished your self-worth in any way, that's all going to change for you now. This is an opening your heart moment. So we've got Venus is in retrograde all month, so you can magnify more opportunities to you. You will receive spiritual insights through the relationships that mirror your values. Love and relationships will be the theme all through August. So let's celebrate this summer of love.
Lovely. Yeah, sounds fantastic.
Yeah. So the 8th of August 2015, as we've mentioned, is a 888, and 8 is the number of infinity. It's the Lord Kumeka's number, and on this day he will be working with Archangel Michael to create a portal of blue light, helping to bring about oneness on earth. With him will be those who vibrate on the blue rays, which is Mother Mary and the Masters of the Pleiades. So to serve yourself and the planet, take a few moments to do the following. Mentally draw a figure of 8 to tune yourself into the energy of this portal. Invoke Archangel Michael, Lord Kumeka, Mother Mary, and the Masters of the Pleiades, and sense them surrounding you. Visualize yourself standing in a vast column of light of every shade of blue. It reaches up to Source and down, right down to Lady Gaia. Then it expands until it is as wide as the planet and encompasses every being in oneness. Then thank all the beings of light on the blue rays, and may the angels flood you with light. That's a very gorgeous message that comes from Diana Cooper.
Mm.
So thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Diana.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it's a massive time of transformation. So, Carmen, tell us a little about what you were saying earlier on about this.
Well, you know, your word of manifestation when we started the show, for me this really is about we are able to manifest instantly now. And we've been sort of having glimpses of it on and off, but really we're kind of still going on this testing ground of realizing that we can instantly manifest. So we can instantly manifest good and not so good. So this is really about becoming a lot more mindful of where we're focusing on. And it's not to say that we can't have, you know, bad thoughts or low thoughts or, you know, lower vibrating thoughts, because we all have it, because we are humans after all. But it's to really kind of check in on yourself and make a choice, a conscious choice at that moment in time. You know, do I want to stay in that lower vibration, or, you know, is there something that I can do to actually raise my vibration a little bit? And as I was saying to you a little bit earlier, sometimes we kind of put ourselves under a lot of pressure thinking, oh, I'm having a bad day, I must make it a good day, you know, going into the whole positive. But really, in practical terms, it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes it's just coming from maybe a, you know, a bad or low day into just a bit of a better day would be enough to change your vibration. You know, or not putting the stakes so high where you feel if you haven't achieved it, you're almost like a failure. Yeah. And then what we do is we internally beat ourselves up and then we go, oh, I haven't done it right, you know, I haven't been a failure, or I haven't been, you know, good enough. And then if we're going into that kind of energy, it brings punishment, because guilt always gets followed by punishment. And then we'll do things that really bring us down. And then we go, ah, see, it didn't work. And then before we know it, we are on this downward spiral, which really doesn't help us at all. So it's about, you know, really connecting with what can I do to bring myself up? And this is what we do so beautifully around the table. Reach out to others who are on that vibration and, you know, be open and be vulnerable and say, I'm having a really bad day today. I need someone to help me maybe shift out of that vibration. And rather than feeling guilty or go into our pattern, like a lot of us do, of isolation and hiding away and thinking, well, I can't come out until I've managed this or overcome it, is to really reach out to others and say, look, you know, we're all in this, you know, how, what can we do to change this? You know, who can I reach and to, and who can I connect with to bring myself a bit up? And not feeling bad about, you know, not knowing the answers, because this is what we're all facing. We don't know the answers. No. We're constantly embracing the new.
And often if you don't come out of yourself and dare to have a conversation with someone else about it, or whatever it is that's happening, you get lost inside yourself because you've only got your own counsel. And as soon as you bring it out and share it with someone, like we've often been doing, you and I, you mirror then back a pattern that you can't see for yourself. You can't see. And, you know, because you've been blinded to it, it takes someone else to be able to say, oh, but look, this is what's happening. You're amazing in this area. And, you know, this is why what you're failing to see is that beauty about yourself. And it takes someone else to do that. You can't always do that about yourself. When you go on a downward spiral, then you start believing all the negative mind chatter that's going on in your head. Mm-hmm. But as we were saying, this is about, you know, August is Leo, isn't it? So it's all about lions. Mm-hmm. So it's about finding courage. And even courage in a small way is to dare to tell someone else how you're feeling, is to actually be honest with how you're feeling. Mm-hmm. Like we were having conversations earlier on, you said, I don't always have these conversations with other people. We often get, well, those conversations I have to only have with myself. Do you know what I mean? We get quite guarded. Yeah. But courage is a thing where it doesn't mean that you're not fearful. You can feel the fear, but then you have to deep find that courage and still go beyond it. So you're not blindly just leaping off cliffs or leading yourself into situations that you're not prepared for in some way, but you have to find the courage and go, no, okay, I can. I'll dare to go there and say this and hear what's coming back. And that can be transformational.
So true, so true. Mm. I mean, Susan Jeffers has always been a brilliant inspiration with her book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. She's been one of the, you know, women who've shown us the way on that. And it is true. It's like you feel the fear. Of course you do, even though to others maybe it might not see it and look that way. Mm. But we all have it. We all have our, you know, things that we have to overcome, our barriers, our fears to overcome. And it's to be honest and authentic with them, say, I am fearful. I am, you know, well out of my comfort zone with this. However, I'm going to go and do it.
Yeah.
And then have people like, you know, we do for each other to back us up and say, okay, you can do it. You know, we believe in you. You know, just go and have a go at it, you know.
Yeah, because others who can reflect back your highest vision to yourself, not those who actually hold you in a small way and just say, can you really do it? I don't know. I'm not sure that you can. It's probably better that you don't even try. There's so many people out there like that. And if you start listening to them for your counsel, you're not never going to go anywhere. So this month particularly is about, no, break those patterns of that negative, limited belief and move beyond it.
Mm. And you know, research has shown that when you're going to have any kind of coaching or therapy or healing modality, if the person who works with you holds you in your highest regard and views your highest potential, this is when the most positive outcome is usually achieved within the session.
Mm.
So it really comes from that point, you know, what is your highest outcome, and really be wanting to see that vision and holding that vision for you. So you feel, you know, encouraged,
yeah,
which goes back to courage, what we are having to find this month, you know, and any other time, but obviously specifically now with the Lion Gate, and say, okay, I will do it, and surround yourself with people who have that view for you.
Yeah.
I think we have got to find that courage. If we're going to birth these amazing projects that we want to create here,
mm-hmm.
you have to step beyond, over the threshold, don't you,
of the
limitations that you put on yourself or face from coming through from other people's fears for you.
And your old patterning, so as I say, you know, limited self-belief. It's like, well, what have I done so far? Mm. Like, oh, I haven't done much. As in, other people project, well, you know, how do you think you can do this?
Mm, and exactly, how?
And the answer how? Is, yeah, how? And you're just going, no, I you know, believe in myself, and then you've got to do it.
Mm.
So, I mean, in this August, you know, we are experiencing the blessings and radical shifts, which is what we're talking about, of what is known as the portal of infinity with 8-8 on 2015, this powerful moment in history of Earth. There will be a massive energy shift in humanity. In the past 3 months, we've witnessed many changes and revelations on personal and global level, and we're being prepared for the 888 portal and the oncoming energy wave. One of the keys of this portal is the union of our material and spiritual aspects that are to be placed on a new basis and synthesis. We're being transformed inside out. One of the celestial beings who is of great service at this time is Archangel Michael, who's helping us to clear our energies, bringing clarity and building trust. So here are a few tips for this period. To invoke an energy shower from Archangel Michael and bathe into the cleansing waters of his vibration. We need Anita here now. Mm-hmm. Sadly, yeah, Anita's not here, but she's actually in Capri, so we're not there.
We forgot to say hello.
We've got to say a big shout to Anita, because she likes to hold the vibration. She believes very much in energy showers.
So but we can carry on with the Capricorn.
Yeah, we will.
After the break, can't we?
Yeah. We will. We'll be back. So hold those thoughts.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Imagine receiving healing, vibration-raising energy as you listen to the radio. Energy that flows effortlessly to you. Imagine exploring all things metaphysical, sharing in an ongoing adventure. Join me, Karen Smoot, along with my co-hosts Lisa Victorson and Wendy Weber for Immersion into Source, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on OM Radio.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Okay, so welcome back. So this show is very much at the Lion's Gate, which is rapidly coming towards us on Saturday. I think we need to mention the whole story about Cecil the Lion.
Definitely.
I mean, it's just, I mean, absolutely. I just saw magnesium sort of anger when I heard the story. I was just, I don't know, I had no words for that, to be honest. And I just thought, this has just got to be a very big sign of our times right now. So, you know, that poor lion, I just feel he has not died in vain.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of what he has created.
No, he hasn't.
And I call it an uproar, literally, around the world.
Is that because you're so witty?
I am.
It is, it's an uproar.
It is,
you're
it is
right.
A total uproar.
Yeah, Cecil, we're not laughing at your expense.
No.
I'm laughing at yours. Yeah, I mean, look, we're in Leo,
yeah, just
August, which is Lion Month. We've got lions coming up, and then we've got the whole Cecil incident, which has just happened, which is all not by coincidence. So it's drawn the global attention on lions and the whole beauty and magnificence of, you were saying earlier on, the lion representing older gentlemen, weren't you? Saying that it was about the seniority, it was about the respect and honouring of position and authority, weren't you? It's like respect for elders, the lion being the head of the family.
That's right.
And therefore the whole culling of Cecil represented this dishonouring.
Absolutely.
The devaluing, the debasing of everything that we're all holding dear. Mm. And so it's hit on such a level that the whole world has now, you know, raised up as a reaction to that. And so it's unified the world to see the injustice of this.
Yeah.
And so even 10 years ago, he could have got away with that. But the speed that karma is happening now, this is what we're talking about with your manifestation, saying it's now come to a point where what you're thinking and what your intention is coming back to you immediately.
Yeah.
So, you know, he kills that beautiful lion. And now I just read something earlier on saying that he can't get back into his own home and that his business has crashed and that he's got death threats to him. Mm. And
he might as well have put the gun to his temple and pull the trigger because basically that's what he's done.
Yeah. So now it's like, look, you kill a beautiful, magnificent wild creature and, you know, you're not going to get away with it.
No.
It's that instant karma is happening now. So people are going to have to take responsibility for their actions on a, you know, completely different scale than they had done before.
Yeah, I agree with you. It is about taking responsibility.
Hmm. Moment of silence for Cecil there.
Yeah. Particularly thinking that a couple of years ago, you and I went to Africa, Jill.
Yes, we did.
We did. And I was very fortunate on safari to come up very close to a beautiful lion.
Oh.
You know, just a few feet away. And he did this massive great yawn and turned and looked at us and then, you know, trotted off into the distance, and it was just so majestic. I mean, that feeling of being so close to something so beautiful and wild, it's this wildness. It was complete honouring. So the fact that you could get anywhere near an animal like that and choose to kill it is just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But that's it. The fact he didn't get anywhere near it, he took it out, you know.
In a coward's way.
Exactly, yeah.
And he was wearing a collar. He was a marked lion. All of it is just so wrong.
Yeah. So I'm a bit really grouchy here, feeling very grouchy.
Yeah. But it's about finding courage. So a lot of the world is now speaking up, and hopefully they're going to be changing a lot of the laws as a result.
Yes, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some of the airlines have actually, you know, have come forward and said that they're not actually going to be, you know, just honouring any of those
trophies
that are coming. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and that's good. I think there's about four airlines that are doing it already. And only, you know, more can follow. So that shows you the power of it, doesn't it, really?
Oh, absolutely. And so, you know, far from dying in vain, it's caused this uproar, which will probably, you know, transform the world and a lot of laws that surround it.
Yeah.
So that's really good.
It's coming. You know?
It's coming. So
it's not in vain, you know, his death. So powerful stuff, this particular gate. So...
The lion represents courage and strength, and as a totem animal, it represents feminine strength or the power of the sun, which is feminine. And lions are also considered to be proud animals, that's the name, the pride. So people who have Leo as a sun sign tend to like the limelight, or being the centre of attention, just as the sun is the centre of our universe. Mm. So, you know, it's the centre of attention, this lion's gate. It's the centre of attention, this Cecil the lion. Mm. It's a big thing for us to focus on. It's a big moment, an opportunity for massive transformation for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which, you know, which kind of nicely brings us into Equilarium the project, really, doesn't it? I mean, that's just coming from the right place, and it's massive courage to want to create something of that enormity.
Yeah.
Here on the planet. So
it's true. It's taking courage to stand up and say about something that you completely believe in.
And also it's kind of like you've kind of attracted like a pride of lions around you, haven't you? You know, so we're all
got
just
on
board here, honey.
Yeah. And things are stepping up. So it's about a huge leap forward. So in September, we've got massive shift in energy coming. So we've got to go through this lion's gate. And it's bringing up a lot of stuff for people. It's certainly bringing up a lot of stuff for me. And we were saying earlier on, Carmen, for you, and I know for you as well, Jill.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other of our lovely holistic housewives. It's about clearing old patterns. It's about clearing stuff, patterns that we built up over previous lifetimes even. It's a huge clearing so that we can have this massive leap forward. But that makes you wobble. You know, there's a lot of wobbling going on, isn't there?
Yes,
on every level.
Yeah. Because old structures have given us safety and have given us a direction of where we are and what we are about. And by letting go of those, all of a sudden we feel like, wow, now what? Where are we going to head with this? What's the new direction going to be like?
Yeah. And you say it's when you step beyond the confines of your old world and you step beyond the limits of your old comfort zone. Of course, you don't know where you are. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, your sense of orientation goes. And it's just like you want to rush back into the smallness of your known world and go, you know, oh, but I know where my four walls are here and I know who I am in this world. But we haven't got that option. If you really want to move forward, you've got to step beyond that. And so
it's funny. So I just pulled up outside your house and there was a parking space behind a skip. And on the back, on the side of the skip is just the figure 8. And I'm just thinking, is this a sign for me just to dump all of your stuff in the skip and move on? It's time to move on. So it's helping me to shift forward. And
that's funny, because just before you came, I was listening to a numerological thing from Kerry Samuels.
Oh, yeah.
And she was fantastic. And she was just saying that this is like instant releasing of stuff. It's no longer in this month. It's not going to be, oh, shall I let go of it? Shall I not? I don't know. What shall I think? She knows. Instant. Instantaneous. So you just have to go, let go. Mm. So chuck it in that skip, Jill. Mm. Just chuck it in.
Go again. Scary.
Yeah, instant releasing. And that's what we need, because, you know, we're on fast track here. Mm. You know, we have every intention to try and build Equilarium very, very quickly. And the energy is really, really building with it.
It is,
and
isn't it?
Everybody, you know, who's not even involved in Equilarium, just other people you speak to, there's a huge energy. You can feel a massive shift towards things changing. You know, it's, if you're trying to hold on to the oldness of the world, it's just going, it's crumbling. As you said, it's the old structure is disappearing. Mm-hmm. And that's quite difficult for people. Unless you can step back and see that it's all crumbling, then you can learn to ride it and just see your way beyond it. You've got to keep your vision strong of what is the other side. And even if you, as you say, you don't know exactly how it's coming, hold that vision and trust that it is coming.
Yeah, so true.
So just like,
the minute we resist is when we are experiencing a lot of things coming in our lives that are not serving us and that are kind of, you know, often painful, or on a physical level we are experiencing it as well. We're feeling unwell, we're feeling under the weather, we're running low in energy. It's just our internal resistance of just stepping up to that momentum, like you said, that's being created. And trusting that whatever needs to go will go effortlessly if we allow it to be that way.
Mm. Mm. Effortlessly. Yeah, that's a good one to focus on. It all seems a bit like hard work.
Like mastering that one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's going to be good. Yeah. So that's the main thing, is to remember that it is going to be good. And it's coming very soon. Mm. I mean, there's a lot of stuff happening recently. You know, we just had that double blue moon, well, that double full moon, so the blue moon.
It was stunning, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you actually see it? It was just beautiful.
It was.
Yeah, very powerful.
So the universe is sending us masses of sort of as above transformation for us to deal with down below. So, you know, we can't pretend that there's nothing happening out there. So, it's time to open your eyes and realise that changes have to be made. So, I think after the break, we're going to talk to Carmen Vesterbom, my beautiful Carmen who's here, about your whole awakening of the divine feminine. So this means to release the misconceptions of old projections of what we think the feminine is all about, and to let go of guilt, shame, disempowerment of our sexuality, of our sensitivity and creativity, therefore allowing ourselves to outgrow the limitations of our subconscious beliefs and those of our families, ancestors, society and perceived gender roles, which is exactly what we're talking about right here and now. Yeah. So it's so opportune, you know. I mean, all of those, just even reading through those, I haven't been painting for at least 8 months. So, I mean, I've let go of my creativity at the moment. I'm trying to birth Equilarium in a different way.
Yeah.
But, you know, arriving here, and my husband's just established my studio for me yesterday, so I can actually get back to my painting. I know I'm sort of getting really hungry to be painting again, because I feel disconnected from that. You know, and it's really important for us women that we learn to listen to our body's messages, isn't it? To honour and value our natural cycles, and to cultivate loving relationships with our own innate ability to create amazing lives for ourselves without self-criticism and judgment. Yeah. It's exactly what you say.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, instead of that, oh, my God, I haven't been painting for 8 months. If I'm not careful, I go into that. I'm in there awake thinking, God, am I really an artist? I haven't painted and touched my canvas.
But, you know, your paintings are always a reflection of your own journey, aren't
they?
You know, when you look back on them, what you've gone through in order to give birth to them. And I mean, yeah, we want to see the current one finished because it's nearly there, isn't it?
Yeah. But actually also this time at the moment, it's all about also taking time to rest and recuperate and allow all the information that we've been assimilating over the last few weeks and the last few months to actually be inwardly digested. Mm. So instead of this mind rushing you always forwards, judging and saying, you know, you should have finished that painting by now, or you should be doing this, you should be doing that. It's about allowing and trusting the natural process of time. And you're right to say that back to me, because I'm, you know, some of my paintings are taking a year and a half to do. Mm. And it's only by the end of them I understand the journey of what the painting was about. I can't rush and finish a painting because they'd be empty.
Of course.
It's all the wisdom that I gained along the way. So it's about learning that, so be patient and, you know, allow natural time of things to happen. Mm.
So after the break, we'll be listening to Carmen again and then hearing about the project Equilarium as a refresher.
Yep, we will.
We will.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried.
Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
So, welcome back. Now we're going to talk to Carmen all about the wonderful work that you are doing right now.
Hello again, darling. Yes, so I really believe that we need to empower our divine feminine. That's within men and women, by the way. But I'm, you know, very much working with women at this moment in time to bring out what we are meant to be doing here, you know, to bring our compassion in, our nurturing aspect, and be strong and powerful at the same time. And it's not to the detriment of male energy or of men. It's embracing it or becoming from, like you said earlier in the conversation, this embracing, you know, energy where we take all of that in. So I found quite often in my work nowadays is that we women carry a lot of guilt and shame in our consciousness still. So for us to go forward and step into our power, often we kind of let go of that because we feel we need to nurture our families first, we need to look after our partners first, we need to do all the things that we believe women need to do first before we actually allow ourselves to step in. So a little bit like what you were saying, I mean, you've had this big shift with your move and everything, but, you know, probably one of the last things that got done in the house is your creative space, isn't it?
Yeah.
By the looks of it, you know. And, you know, we do this lovingly, but sometimes at our own cost. And it's very important to create an energy for us to really feel safe and to thrive and to strive in order for us to give out all this amazing energy that we have, actually. Yeah.
No, that's really interesting you should say that, because when we went to bed last night, I said to my husband, thank you so much, because it was one of his days off. He only had 2 days off, and he spent one whole day yesterday creating my studio for me.
Oh, wow.
And I said, but I couldn't do that. We've been here nearly 4 weeks, and I've been doing the rest of the house, because my priority for me is to make the family space happy for everybody, and so that when they come back from work, it's all right and the house is running together. And he said, it's not a priority for me to do my space. And so he said, I know that. He said, which is why I made it my priority to do your space. Which was so nice, because it's that if you really love someone else, you want them, their space to be lovely for them, and you want them to excel, you know. So that often means that you don't look at yourself at all, as you say, and yet to serve everybody, I need my studio up and running so that I can source, resource and do this. So it's just what you're saying.
Yeah. And it's not at all, you know, to say that we shouldn't be doing our beautiful nurturing elements, you know, and aspects that we have.
No,
you know,
if you're not careful, you lose yourself in them.
Yeah, so it's finding a balance, you know, this is what about it, finding a balance between all of those aspects and not going into what often women before us have done, going into sacrificing and martyrdom. It's to say, okay, I also need part of me to bring this in. You know, it's not for no reason that when you go on an aeroplane, the stewardess asks you usually, put your oxygen mask on first before you put it on your children, because unless you are surviving, your children will be able to survive.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing in your day-to-day routines, in your household, at home, you know, whatever you're doing, is to make sure that you have some kind of routine or rhythm to bring in your own energy so you can be up where you need to be up in order to give that loving energy and that nurturing energy to either your family or the projects you do or the people you work with in any kind of setting, really. So, yes, I really encourage that in people.
Yeah, that's good.
And this is bringing spirituality into practicality. This is what this is all about.
And everyday reality.
Everyday reality, exactly.
Yeah, it does play.
So, and what I've found as well is that the guilt and the shame we often carry also goes back many, many generations. So it goes often 7 generations at least that we can sort of, you know, knowingly connect with. But it also is held in the consciousness that we carry, in the land that we're living on, in the country that we come from, you know, our society, our background that we come from as well. And all these things are on a subconscious level holding us back quite often. So women were not meant to be, you know, going out being the breadwinners, you know, for a long time. So we've gone into transition along that line. And then often we find we are torn in between being that, but also wanting to be at home, you know, having to kind of fulfill both roles possibly. And it can be very challenging for women to find that balance within themselves. So, you know, there are a lot more women than men who are suffering from burnout, for example, because our system works in a different way than, you know, men work, for example. We need time to rest, really honoring our cycles and our natural rhythms in between. and are constantly expecting ourselves to run on 100 miles an hour every day, you know. So this is where, again, you know, bringing the feminine energy in is to really honor that within ourselves, you know. Mm-hmm. And again, not going into the, you know, judging and criticizing of ourselves, but actually allowing ourselves to have that rest in between. And like you said, to receive the creativity, to receive the input that's waiting to actually come to us really naturally.
Yeah, but you've got to take the time to actually allow it to come. If you're too busy running and trying to do things, you know, then you still, you're not giving yourself space to receive and be something. If you're just doing, you know, and you feel guilty if you're not doing something all the time. As you say, it's a strange setup. My mum used to say that it's difficult for us because we're second generation feminists.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've now got the degrees, we've got the masters, we've got everything like the men, we've got the jobs like the men, but we're also got the cycles of the women, and we need to be the mothers as well, and to bring up the children. It was like, well, where's that? And that's not programmed in into the workspace. If you're up in the man's world, they don't have that programmed in. So it's very, very hard to be a woman and fully satisfied as that working in the man's space.
Yes.
As you say, it's, you know, there's, it's very difficult. So then suddenly you choose career or family, or then you do both, which is like very easy for burnout because you're giving both of them your all, or you're then feeling guilty that you're not giving your home as much as you're giving your work. You need to give your work a lot of attention because that's where you're getting paid to run the family. And then you turn around and then you're screaming and shouting at your kids because you're too tired. You've got no energy. It's just like, you know, you're not thriving in both areas. And so, you know, in many ways it was, you know, it was a lot easier when you only had one defined role. You know, as you say, energetically, traditionally women were about the home and hearth and taking care of the family.
Mm.
And that's a full-time job. I mean, anyone that knows, if you're a full-time mum, it's a full-time job.
Oh, gosh, definitely. Mm.
And then if you have to go out to work as well, do like 9 to 5, you still got to come home and do the normal jobs. So, you know, whereas the man, as you say, go to work and generally come home, and then they've done their day's work and that's it. So it is hard.
Yes, so true. Yeah. And we're not in this consciousness as well that we actually are creative in the sense that we can create, you know, our own financial support. And this, again, is not wanting it from a man. Not at all. I'm not saying that. But actually for women to really believe that they can do that themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is where, you know, we mentioned earlier when you read out a little bit about me, our disempowerment comes often in our lower chakras. You know, so we've got our sexuality, our sensuality connected with that. And this really is our creative center for women, you know. But there's so much shame and, you know, not talking or hiding around those energy centers for us that we kind of not always want to go there. But this is where we really create from, you know. This is really where it all starts from. This is where we create life.
It
really
is, you know? Yeah.
And if you think how powerful this is, so when we let go of limitations around this and old belief structures around this, women can be a lot more powerful, but not in a way of misusing power, but really just being empowered as women to their full potential.
Yeah, because actually you're right. I mean, having, when you're pregnant, you are growing life, you know, and then you give birth. And it's all from your lower chakras. Mm. And so you're creating the most incredible, mighty thing, you know, a new life, and you're delivering it. And it's never be mentioned again. You know, the lower region should never be mentioned ever again. Although, as you say, it's where it's created and delivered from. And then don't ever mention it ever again down there.
It's so true. It's so true, isn't it?
Shame, the shame,
the shame of it all. Of having something down there.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. So, wow, yeah, I can see there's a lot to work with.
Yes. And like, you know, like you said earlier, with women being often sort of, you know, out there in the men's world as well. And again, this is not against men. It's just how the structures have been formed, you know, for us to sort of feel that we are part of society. So we often find we are having to wear trousers, so to speak. We can't be in our own femininity anymore in order for us to feel that we can actually really be successful or achieve what we're setting out to achieve.
Mm.
You know, and it's recognizing, you know, with our beautiful crone energy here as well, that, you know, women can achieve in different ways, you know. Yeah. It's just not the same way as men achieve, or vice versa. We can't expect men to achieve in the same way as women do, but it's recognizing this and really acknowledging that to ourselves, you know.
Yeah.
And there's no right way or wrong way, it's just a different way.
Yeah,
it's interesting about Equilair and the project, because it's just attracted women so far, hasn't it? It's
been, well,
just mostly women,
Yeah, so mostly women.
Mostly women.
That are in tune with their feminine
energy.
Yeah, and the feminine energy, as you say, is the intuitive self, is the intuitive side, which comes from, as you say, that is. The old paradigm, the male paradigm, is about it's about structure, it's about conformity, it's about rules. So it's about stepping stones of how you have to get there from A to B to C to D. You know, there's structure and how you do it. But the feminine way is the intuitive way. So so when you're saying you're embracing your feminine side, you know, you can have the most masculine men embrace their feminine side, listening to their intuition rather than listening to their structured brain, which tells you there is a right way and a wrong way.
Absolutely.
You know,
More of that going on now.
There's a lot more of that going
it's
on.
Really, I mean, refreshing.
Just like my son, your sons, you know, we've got lovely boys who are young men, you know, and they're very manly young men, but they're in tune with their feminine side because they're very, very guided in their intuition. My husband is, he's 6'3", he's a big man, but he's very, very in tune with his intuitive side. He doesn't talk about, oh, I get guidance or anything. He just says, well, I just knew it, which is the very masculine way of embracing your intuition. He doesn't question how you know it. I mean, we say, oh, I got guidance, or I received this, or, you know, or we say, Anita will say the angels this or the angels that. I mean, Andrew would never say the angels anything. But he'd just say, well, I just knew it.
Interesting,
and that's the male way of interpreting your intuition. So people get it in different ways. So all men can embrace that. If you go in and you respond to your gut feeling, then that's listening to your body. So you're not listening to your mind, you're listening to your body, and that's your intuition. So if you make decisions from how it feels inside, whether it feels right or it feels wrong, then that is tuning into your intuition, which is your feminine. So that's how to embrace it as men. I mean, we love men. It's absolutely not that we don't like men. It's about encouraging men to embrace their own feminine side without thinking that it's disempowering them in any way. It's been very hard, hasn't it, in society. You were saying earlier on about the powers keeping us enslaved and chained, which was, I think you said that the church kept us...
The church kept us stupid or unknowing because they had all the literacy. They usually had the scribes. And, you know, the kings usually kept us poor for the taxes. So people were very disempowered of those levels.
So... after the break, we'll be talking more about
taking
back that power.
Absolutely, yes. Reviewing some of Tosh's teachings of.
We will, indeed.
Taking back our power.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Okay, so welcome back. As every week, Claire gets to read out another piece of her writing that comes through. So, Claire, I'm going to hand over to you for today's reading that's come through.
So, okay, well, this one arrived on the 1st of August. So if you could get yourself comfortable, and if you'd like to, if you're not driving or operating heavy machinery, then close your eyes and just allow the words to settle. Good fortune will materialize out of clear blue skies. 'Tis the time for abstinence and clemency, for changing your ways and paving the way towards a brighter future. Decree a thing and it shall be done. Speak your truth, not with a forked tongue. Be it and mean it, through and through. Support yourself in becoming the greatest you. The times, they are demanding that you fully start commanding all the power and wisdom within your soul to help achieve your aims, objectives, and goals. Engage your own mighty will. Do not let people's influences pull or push you aside. Stay strongly focused on your greatest, highest good and make all the choices and decisions you know like you should. Choose the healthiest options of all the options that abound. Choose longevity over self-indulgence every time. Do not keep feeding the demands of your body or your mind. Make your choices from your heart. Ask your heart what is the right thing to do, to choose to eat, to drink, to thrive, not only to survive in the most perfunctory of ways. Exercise and realize that your healthy body feeds your healthy mind, which in kind feeds your healthy spirit, making you a well and truly happy and healthy soul. You are here to do great things, so remember you have mighty wings that can and will help you to achieve all that you have come to do. But 'tis up to you to choose healthy choices as freedom of will to exercise your own powers in whatever ways you decide is where the real crux of the matter resides. Choose to be successful as a healthy, empowered individual. As one of a group who celebrate the joie de vie of having a body and mind of their own on this amazing planet you call home. Appreciate the gift of conscious living every minute of every day. Stay golden in every way. Eat, sleep, drink in the glory of life and encourage all others to do the same. Lead by example. Make healthy choices with clear and confident voices to inspire all others to do the same. When your mind, body, and spirit are all working as a whole, 'tis far easier to be happy and to achieve any goal. Do not let any part of you be pulling in the wrong direction. Have a united positive energy and intention to be the greatest you can be. Support yourself in every way. Believe in your own power and strength to achieve and to receive all the wonders of the universe. Open your hearts and hands, for there are mighty gifts of abundance on their way. Be grateful and lovingly, joyfully seize the day.
Yes.
There you go.
There are mighty things on the way.
Absolutely.
For us to create.
So it's about being courageous, make the right choices.
Yes. And that's just reassuring, isn't it?
Yes. I thought that was wonderful.
Very wonderful.
Brilliant, yes.
So, you know, don't let other people's influences pull or push you aside.
Mm.
I thought that's a very, you know, poignant one. It's about standing strong, being courageous, like we're saying. Stand up for the things you believe in.
Mm.
And don't just listen to habitual things that your head or your body are saying. Give me more. Listen to your heart. Because, no, you've had enough.
So I think at this stage it'd be great just to reflect over the project Equilarium. You know, we have called this radio show Equilarium FN so it's the actual vehicle to build this incredible project from. And that's what's happening, isn't it?
It is.
Each week. So, Claire, just refresh the listeners. If you're listening for the first time, this is what Equilarium Project is all about.
Well, Equilarium is a visionary project to build a state-of-the-art, high-vibration, holistic healing centre that is designed to heal the planet as well as the mind, body and spirit of humanity. It has a very specific destination and point of healing where it wants to be in Northern California. It wants to be built on sacred ground, on the volatile and geostressed weak point of the planet, the place where it is needed most to deliver harmonious healing energy and vibrations to help counteract and readdress the discordant, disruptive energy on the San Andreas fault line. Equilarium is going to be an amazing new type of architectural earth acupuncture, designed and built using sacred geometry to put good, positive healing vibrations back into the planet. It's going to be a type of empowerment center to instruct and ignite the hope and self-worth of current and future generations by working with and teaching the incredible healing power and importance of living in high vibrations. As you all know, we're on a very strong curve of our global awakening, and everyone is experiencing great change as the whole paradigm of our world is shifting. We have to actively take action to become conscious citizens of the planet, not just as inhabitants of our individual states and countries. It should be our united legacy to do whatever we can all do for future generations and the survival of the planet as a healthy, vibrant, pleasant land. We will be looking to provide as much information and education, positive support and guidance to inspire and empower all individuals to understand their own energy and how best to use it for the collective common good.
Wow.
That's quite a mission.
It is a mission.
Yeah, and we're going to do it.
We're on board.
So, you know, we'd love you all to join in any way that you can. Just believe it can happen. Do what you can in your own communities to support each other and to support transformation of your own energy and those around you. Be there to help people. Be less judgmental, more compassionate.
Mm.
You know, see the backstory that goes on. Don't just be reactive to situations that are happening. You know, plan for a better future.
Mm. And if you've got, you know, a dream that just feels like it's just a dream, you know, we're encouraging you to bring that out now, because this is the time to really
think big, big, bigger.
Think big and manifest. That's what that's what we're doing, you know. So we all completely believe that this is happening. It is happening. Some amazing things happening behind the scenes each week, isn't
there? Yes, there are lots. There's masses and masses of incredible detail that we've got with Equilarium the project that we can't actually just beam out every day.
No.
But this is our united mission message that we can put out every week.
Yeah.
But it's an absolutely fascinating project that's really exciting.
Yeah, and as and when, and we've got a Equilarium FM Facebook page, so if you'd like to go and have a look at that, and, you know, we update that as and when we have some things to put on there, some exciting things, and the archive of the show.
Yeah.
So
I'll be adding that latest writing to the Facebook page. So if you'd like to reread that, because there's a lot of food for thought in that, to inwardly digest. And then if you want to share it with people as well, please feel free to share any of the readings that I give you.
Yeah.
And actually, I find, just to say, you know, on days when I feel I have to work harder to get my vibration up, you know, because I'm having a day reading them, it just brings you back into that vibration, back into that energy. And it gives you hope as well. Kind of makes you feel you're not on your own in this. So it's great to use it also for that as a tool.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm. You're right, it brings you back to centre because it has a vibration of its own.
Yeah.
You know, I'm lost, and then you pick it up and read it, and goes, oh, it just sets you into that vibration straight away, which seems to realign you and gives you a sense of purpose. Okay. Connects you to the whole again, which is about this, you know, the oneness that we're trying to achieve on the planet. So thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in.
Oh,
and I'd like to hear that you're having gatherings of your own and that you're doing what you can to support each other.
Mm. Yeah, it's very encouraging what's going on out there. I mean, I've met an amazing woman this week who's doing something, lovely lady called Mel Carnegie, and I've asked her if she'd like to come on the show. She's doing something called Light Up, and it's like activating a DNA on a very, very high vibrational level. So I think she'd be absolutely perfect to come and talk about her work.
Good. Well, we look forward to having her
on. Yeah, I can see her standing in the amphitheatre at Equilarium and, you know, bringing her teachings to...
Wow, delivering her wisdom.
Oh, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, thank you very much. I think next week we're going to have your wonderful...
Yes, well, we're hoping that Kevin, who came last week for lunch, is going to be ready to talk about his incredible experience that he had just meeting you for the first time. So I will be checking in with him in the next few days. He wants to just say what was actually happening in that connection for him. So we're hoping... He'll be on next week.
Okay.
So that'll be Kevin. Kevin. Not the Dr. Kevin, but our Dr. Kevin.
Okay. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Claire.
Raising vibrations across the nations.
On this, the manifestation.
So stay golden and namaste. Namaste.